This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side. This is Bob Romanek. It's a great Friday. It's going to get a little bit colder today, so the weather report's over. We're going to start off, and a gentleman just walked in, a great, great guy, a great civic leader, seriously, a great auctioneer, and a friend of everybody's in St. Clair County. He's Adam Yokush. He's the owner-operator of the St. Clair County, the new and nicest event center in all of Southern Illinois. The St. Clair County Event Center. It also has Adam's Auction. Adam, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bob?
Well, I'm doing better than you because I look better than you, so, and I probably feel better than you, so I'm doing pretty good after seeing you come in. So what's going on in your world?
Well, thank you for those kind words. I always feel so welcome when I come in.
Well, and you know what? I feel when you come in, I feel you're welcome, too, to leave. But no. Hey, all seriousness, you know, we've done a lot of business with you guys, and it's really been an enjoyable experience out there at the St. Clair County Event Center. You've had Bill Cherry out there, a great Elvis impersonator. You've had Bill Furness, a great Johnny Cash. You've had, what's the guy?
We had the late Daryl Singletary, which opened up our opening
right
night. And then just a few months ago, we had Ben Haggard and his brother, Noel Haggard.
Great, great turnout. Everybody I talked to had a great time. It's a great facility. And seriously, you put on a great, great event. Now you've got a big, big event coming up next Saturday, April 20th. Can you give us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so next Saturday night, April 20th, we have a Nashville, Tennessee recording artist, Glenn Templeton. And Bob, this guy's absolutely a fantastic singer and performer. I've heard him before, and anyone who likes country music is going to absolutely love this guy. He does Conway Twitty, John Conley, Don Williams, all the old country, and then he's got a bunch of new country that he also sings.
Now, that's next Saturday, April the 20th. Doors open at what time?
The doors open at 6 o'clock. We'll have an opening act at 6, and the restaurant will be open with a buffet dinner. If anybody wants to come early for dinner, of course, you can do that. And then Glenn Templeton will be on stage at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, like I say, everybody that you've had out there, Adam, has really, really been a great show. And I know Glenn Templeton will be as good, if not better. And with us, I think we have Mr. Templeton, don't we? Mr. Templeton, how you doing, sir?
I'm on the line. I'm doing wonderful, man. Thanks for having me on your show this morning. I really appreciate it. You guys call me while I got. I'm in the middle of stringing up my guitar.
You're stringing. Hey, that's better than getting strung up, I guess.
Right on track, man. Thanks so much for having me on your show this morning.
Hey, Glenn, we were really pushing for your show. I heard you on the YouTube, I guess, or something, Adam, let me hear, and you really, really sound great. I hadn't heard much about you, but, you know, the problem is you've got a lot of great singers such as yourself. Until you get a big, big, big hit, you're out there playing songs, singing better than some of the big, big superstars, you know it?
Yeah, and you know, it's a great quality to be associated with people who were such staples for country music as I understand it. And you know, I'm a classic country guy, and I love classic country, and I can appreciate all genres of music. I mean, I've been inspired by so many different kinds of music, but country was just always, you know, my heart and soul. It was the root of who I was, and you know, I'm glad to always be a part of, you know, representing what the country music was. Those are our forefathers, and I always feel that dying need to give back to our country music ancestors, what they've given to me, and what they've given to me is the music that I love and that I live by.
Now, Glenn, you live in the Nashville area?
I do. I live just south of Nashville. I've been here 17 years this past February, and like you say, so it's one of those things where unless you get a really, really big hit, and you know, big hits are, you know, they're great and they're good and everything, but I mean, I enjoy exactly where I'm at in my career. And I have a great
fan. Hey, Glenn, this is Adam from Adam's Auction. We are looking forward to having you next Saturday night, so we appreciate you and your wife coming up and doing the show. Can you tell us a little bit about what the show is going to include?
You know what? Every night, they're going to get some familiar favorites. So they're going to get some Merle Haggard. They're going to get some possibly some Don Williams, but they'll get some John Conley. They'll also get our late and great Earl Thomas Conley, and they're going to get some of my original material, songs that I've wrote, some of the songs that I've recorded that I didn't have the opportunity of writing, but they'll get plenty of the classic country favorites.
Well, thank you very much. And I did hear you do a Conway Twitty tribute down in Missouri one time, and it was phenomenal. So we expect a little bit of Conway Twitty when you come.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a good deal of Conway Twitty because, you know what, out of more than anything, out of the radio success that I've had as far as having a number 8 song, then a number 3, and then a number 1 finally in my career, I can say that, you know, that Conway Twitty stuff is the most sought after, and people request that more than anything. And I, you know what, I'm glad to always play it because it sounds so good to me when I get to listen to him and learn the material of just all that Conway stuff, man. It's just it's so inspiring, and it's done something to me for my life. There's nothing that feels better than singing some good Conway Twitty stuff at night.
Well, Glenn, we appreciate you taking our call this morning, and I just want to remind all the listeners at KQQZ that we have tickets available at the Event Center, or they can go metrotix.com. Tickets are only $15, Glenn, so we appreciate you keeping the ticket cost down. They're $15 to get in. We've got $25 VIP. The Country Cafe will be open with a buffet dinner. If anybody would like to buy dinner at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, they'll have a buffet going. But we look forward to seeing you next Saturday night at the St. Clair County Event Center. And I also want to thank Bob and KQQZ Radio for letting us use a little airtime to promote the show.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks so much. Adam, Bob, thank you guys so much for including me on your show this morning.
Okay, Glenn, we'll be looking forward to seeing you next Saturday, April the 20th, right here in Belleville, Illinois.
Thanks.
I'll tell you, I heard some of the music, Adam, and he really sounds great. Really sound, and again, and I say this to a lot of these up-and-coming guys or ones that had a hit or two. Unless you make it big time, nobody really understands your talent. But there's a lot of people out there that have never made it big time that are better talents than the big-time artists. And it's a shame that people like that get lost in the shuffle. But I heard Glenn Templeton, and I think everybody... Next Saturday, April the 20th, we'll have a great time out at the St. Clair County Event Center. We want to thank you for stopping by, and we'll be hitting it. We'll be hitting it hard. And again, how can they get tickets?
Bob, they can always stop by the St. Clair County Event Center and get tickets 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or they can go to metrotix.com. Our phone number is 618-830-7552. We will also be selling tickets at the door. So we do have plenty of tickets. We're inviting everybody to come out. People who like country music, you'll love Glenn Templeton.
Mr. Adam Yoke, Adam, as always, thank you very much for stopping by. I know you got a rough day ahead of you, but thanks for taking the time to come in. And also, the radio station has acquired 50 tickets. So anybody, don't call during the show. Anybody that wants to call after the show, we've got some tickets available for Glenn Templeton. We'll give them out in segments of four. So if anybody wants to come, wants to bring some a couple friends, tickets, four tickets for the Glenn Templeton show next Saturday night at the St. Clair County Event Center. We've got a few sets of four to give out. So if you want to give us a call, you can. Adam, again, thank you very much. You have a good weekend, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor man shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This
Welcome back to the Dark Side. This is Bob Romanek, a crazy son of a bitch, but that's okay. I think we're all a little crazy. Again, I want to thank Adam for coming in. We always like to help out local businesses if we can. So Adam Yolkus, again, we want to thank you for taking the time. And Adam wanted to have me remind all the first responders. He said he'd forgot and he really felt bad. All first responders, it's First Responders Appreciation Night next Saturday night. All first responders and their spouses, if you show your badge or ID card, you get in free. And that's compliments of Adam Yolkus from Adam's Auction. So any first responders, policemen, firemen, medics, anybody that's a first responder, they're having the appreciation night. So Adam's giving tickets to every first responder that wants to come out next Saturday night. And I think it's going to be a great show, but we wanted to remind everybody of that. And if you people want to call between 10 and 11 today and the rest of next week, we've got some tickets. We have sets of four. So if you guys want to go out there, we've got some complimentary tickets from the radio station. So feel free to give us a call, and they'll probably go fast, so let's try to call them if we can. I got to say, well, I'll tell you what, let's just go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. We'll take a call or two. Go ahead. You're on the Dark Side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I got a couple quick ones. Yesterday you were talking about McCall, Chief of Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
They got him from Berkeley, of all places, one community west.
Is that you're not bragging about that, are you, Bob?
No, not at all, buddy. He was a work of art in Berkeley, from what I understand. I mean, he had his problems there, and they just moved him up a notch is what they did.
Well, but I tell you, Bob, before you get going any further, and I don't know if he's a proud black man, he's a nigger, but he sure thinks like a nigger, but you know they had to have a black chief in Ferguson, and I think, wasn't Ferguson that they went nationwide to find a chief of police? And they found one right next door?
They had that Delbert Tomlish, or whatever his name was, who was there after Jackson was ousted.
Uh-huh.
The one that went, you know, he was ousted. And they had him, I think he stayed 2 years, 2.5 years, and he couldn't wait to get out of there. And he went back south, and he's in a jurisdiction where there's like 150,000 people. He's the chief of police somewhere south.
Right.
South United States. But this McCall guy, I'm just saying, I remember hearing things on the news about him in Berkeley, which is a much worse community than Ferguson is. It's a mess.
Hey, Bob, what do you think? Have you ever heard anybody, let alone a supposed to be responsible professional police officer, say that they're not going to let their community have any negative news? There'll be no news at all, especially in places like Berkeley and Ferguson.
Yeah, well, you hit it on the head yesterday. What would they do? Go to trial, be convicted or acquitted, and then you find out they were charged in the first place? I mean, it's ridiculous. It is. I mean, it's just a sign of the times. It's really sad.
Yeah,
it is.
It is sad. And I tell you, Bob, everybody calls me a racist. Everybody, well, not everybody. Some people do. But I tell the truth. I give the underbelly. Isn't it nice, Bob, to have someone, and I am patting myself on the back. Isn't it nice to have someone who doesn't play that politically correctness crap that's going to tell you the way it is, not sugar-coated, not soft-shoed, where you come in and, oh, he was a nice, well, he killed 40 people, but yeah, he cut his grass every Saturday. Doesn't that piss you off? And don't you feel better whenever you can express your opinion? I can express my opinion. Everybody's got a right to call my show and express their opinion until they start using the MF word and in words like that. But isn't it a little refreshing, Bob, that you get it here and nowhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I've called KMOX on occasions to point out that this isn't the first time I've called yet. It's been my third or fourth call. But I've called KMOX when they had what I thought was insulting. Like this nigger was on there and he was talking about how he was going to confront a white man and all that, and the host wouldn't challenge him at all. I mean, they wouldn't, you know, put him in his place or whatever. It's just crazy. I mean, we can't say anything. They can say whatever they want to say. When I was growing up, I'm 61. It wasn't like that.
No.
Believe me. I I mean, you're that age. I mean, it wasn't like that at all. But it is now.
Yeah.
My second point is, I'll be blunt about it. is Kim Gardner a crazy nigger or what?
No, I think she's a no-count, rotten, racist nigger bitch is what I think, which is a little bit worse than what you're thinking. But, Bob, let me tell you, this gal, she was coming after Greit, and she was coming after everybody that was white. And I have a white friend who's familiar with the entire situation, that she wanted a white police officer's head up on her wall. No, she's not crazy. She's a nigger racist who hates white people, who was incompetent, and if it hadn't been for they, meaning the special prosecutor, gonna subpoena her to testify, she would have went through with this. But when she found out she was gonna have to testify under oath, she dropped all these other charges. I think she's an incompetent nigger bitch. I think she's a racist nigger bitch, and I think they ought to get rid of her because she's not good, not only for the white community, she's not good for the proud black community.
Well, I agree with you. I want to just make this comment, and then I'll let you go because I know you got a lot to do and a lot of people to talk to. My thing is with her, she came out with this subpoena that they served on her. She's citing attorney-client privileges. She can't do that. She's a prosecutor. Her clients are the citizens of St. Louis. That's my reference to why I think she's crazy.
Yeah.
You can't cite. She's not a private attorney. She's barred from counseling anybody privately in her office.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And the last thing I got to tell you, I work with a bunch of proud black gentlemen. They work hard every day, 6 days a week. And I was telling them about Al Sharpton, what you say he looks like a space alien.
Doesn't he?
I forget what the one guy said, but he said, if you look at the movie Gremlins from the 80s, there's one of them gremlins who looks just like Al Sharpton.
That probably could be the gremlin. Bob, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And again, I don't think Kim Gardner, the St. Louis City prosecutor, is crazy. I think she's an incompetent, unprofessional, nigger, black supremacist, racist bitch. Now, if somebody wants to call her and tell her that, have her call the show, but I don't think she's smart enough to dial a telephone. Kim Gardner, what a piece of crap in St. Louis. St. Louis has enough problems, but now they're going to have problems with her. And that's another thing. And that's what pisses me off, as everything else does. You heard me talk yesterday about this nigger, low-life, good-for-nothing, piece of crap, ex-professional football player. He was arrested because of a 5-year-old little girl, little innocent girl, was killed. Now, they had him for child abuse, first-degree child abuse. Now they've changed it to first-degree murder. Here's a nigger bastard named Cherry Wood, and his 25-year-old white girlfriend, and he's a nigger, and she's a white piece of trash, no-good cracker bastard bitch. Killed this 5-year-old girl. This beautiful 5-year-old girl, innocent 5-year-old white. Do you hear me? That's W-I-T-E, white. W-I-T-E, she's white, a white girl. You don't hear any outrage from the NAACP. You don't hear any outrage from Black Lives Matter. You don't hear any outrage from anybody, do you? No. If it had been a 5-year-old black girl killed by a white guy. Killed by a white guy. NAACP, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, every nigger in the country would be all over this story. But nobody's all over this story except Bob Romanek, and I'm a father, and that just pisses me off. You got this white whore that brings in this nigger, this no-count killing nigger bastard, Cherry Wood, an ex-professional football player. He kills a 5-year-old innocent white girl. Nobody makes a big to-do about it. Did anybody know about it? If it had been white on black, everybody in the country, it would have been a hate crime. It'd have been racist. It'd have been associated with Trump. He said Donald Trump come out of his mouth one time. He's a Trump supporter. It's Trump's fault. And it just all pisses me off, people. You proud white and proud black people, you better understand. An ex-professional football player, a nigger, a no-count rotten nigger, kills a 5-year-old little white innocent girl. An innocent girl. I'm sure she said, hey, you no good son of a bitch, let's fight. And he beat the hell out of her. 5-year-old innocent white girl. You ought to see the mugshot of this nigger bastard. And the niggers want to know why white people don't like him. There's a prime example. not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation, but these niggers. This is in Las Vegas. Other than me talking about it, people, I bet you heard nothing. But at least the police authorities have been decent enough to upgrade the charge to first-degree murder. Beat the hell out of a little white girl, an innocent white girl. Nobody says nothing. Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton, that alien head, stupid son of a bitch? But he's been charged with murder. His girlfriend, Amy Taylor, she was out on $5,000 bond, so apparently she's going to turn state's evidence and say, but see, she's just as bad, and I don't care black or white. You're a mother, and you let some bastard come into your house. I don't care how many times he wants to screw you or what he gives you. If he disrespects and hurts your child, you better call the police and have his nigger or cracker or hunky ass thrown out. Because a five-year-old girl, especially against a nigger ex-football, professional football player, what kind of chance did she have? She had no chance at all. And it had it's a big article about him playing for the Houston Texans, about playing for the Buffalo Bills, playing for the New England Patriots, playing in the Canadian Football League, playing here, playing there, in about two lines of him killing this innocent five-year-old white girl. You hear me, white girl, and he's a nigger. Again, think about it, people. Let it be just the opposite. You got Kevin Stein, cross-dresser over in St. Louis, NAACP, the man, he gets fired. You got the three white girls who talked during their school break at their house about slavery and about niggers. It's a hate crime. John Gaston, the St. Louis NAACP president. Oh, it's not hate speech. He didn't call it hate speech. Call it a hate crime because it was white. Hate crime because it was white. It was white talking. Let the niggers do whatever the hell they want. But white people, you better walk on those eggshells because you ain't got nothing coming. You hear me? And it pisses me off. Pisses me off. Nothing pisses me off like somebody hurting a child or an animal. And this nigger no compa. And all you niggers out there, you can call and threaten to kill me and I'm a racist. I don't give a damn. At least I don't kill innocent girls. Now, what do you niggers think about this? He's one of y'all. He's one of y'all. I don't hear the NAACP. Where's Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan? Where's all these rotten nigger bastards? They're nowhere, nowhere to be found. Let's take one call before break. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. You know, now these niggers have moved in down in Waterloo, Illinois. They moved in with, of course, a white, big old white fat bitch. And they go pick their kids up at the school instead of walking home the correct way. Well, now they're cutting through people's yards who don't have fences, of course, trespassing, you know. And when those people call the Waterloo Police Department, well, the Waterloo Police Department don't want no bad press or no racist stuff. They don't even do anything.
Yeah, you know what, Lou, but that's not the police department's fault. That's the politician's fault because the politicians say, no, we don't want to stir up no crap. Lou, I know you're a proud white person. Let me tell you, is it not time for the proud white community, no violence, no violence, but the proud white community to stand up and say, hey, we're not taking this crap anymore. You know, niggers don't like us, but they want to be around us. Niggers hate us, but they want to be around us for what we have. Niggers would like to see us gone. But then they wouldn't have nothing. But isn't it amazing, Lou? You see these niggers, they'll come to the white community, nothing happens. You let a white guy, you walk down to East St. Louis, Lou, down on Main Street or Bond Avenue, and I guarantee you, it won't be five blocks and you'll be white. You'll be white and red because you'll have blood all over you.
No doubt about it. I mean, and that's how they roll. You know, they brag about how they go and live with these different white girls, you know, and they sell drugs to all their white friends, you know, and then they brag back to their friend, you know, their people down in, you know, whether it's East St. Louis, Cahokia, or Belleville, and then the whole migration just starts that way, man. It's just unbelievable how they do this stuff, man. Yeah.
Well, Lou, thanks for the call. It's not going to end until we, as proud white people, proud black people, come together, and you're not going to hear it. And I say it day in and day out, nowhere but right here. And I'm going to continue to support the WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, because we're going to continue to make white people aware of what's going on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. The dark side, and people, let me tell you, make no mistake about it, Bob Romanek will tell you the truth, the unfiltered truth, today and every day. The only place you'll get it is right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. You'll get it nowhere else, all throughout this country, on mainstream radio, other than right here, because I tell the truth. NAACP, come get me. Black Lives Matter, come get me. All you rotten, no good nigger bastards, come get me. I'm still walking, I'm still talking, because you know I'm telling the truth. These niggers all go to the least line of resistance. Always, always go to the least line of resistance. It just pisses me off every day. And you know, I read, and I don't like to go to national issues, as you guys know, but the New York State Democrats, they blocked a bill expanding college tuition for Gold Star families. Gold Star families are families that have lost their father or lost their mother, the patriotic heroes in wartime, and it's always wartime, protecting me and you, my family and your family. That's the Gold Star families. The New York Democrats, and if it had been Republicans, I'd have said Republicans, blocked a bill expanding tuition for Gold Star families. They don't have the money. You know what they said? They said in the thing that they didn't have the money allocated. Didn't have the money allocated for the Gold Star families. Didn't have any more money. Wasn't within the state's budget. But they allocated $27 million. $27 million. Wouldn't expand for the Gold Star families, but they approved $27 million for tuition aid for illegal aliens. Illegal immigrants get $27 million in aid and support to qualify for state aid for higher education under the DREAM Act. But our Gold Star, proud military heroes families, proud military families that lost a loved one protecting me and you, these ass white bastards, I don't give a damn, they Democrat, Republicans, communists in New York. What pieces of crap they are. I read that. It pissed me off. It pissed me off. They're going to give money to the illegal immigrants, but not to the Gold Star families. Think about it, people. That's what our politicians, and when I tell you these ass white politicians are destroying us day in and day out, these ass white politicians are destroying us. And it just pisses, really, really pisses me off. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you're right. You know, them foreigners get better health care than American citizens, and you see homeless vets in the street, but if you're a foreigner, you get everything free. I'm talking about these blacks that are ruining the city. Well, let me rephrase that. And the blacks, you know, not the good blacks, the niggers.
Okay.
I can't say the name of the restaurant, I guess, on the show, but a buffet on South Lindbergh. Yeah, one of the waitresses told me they come in there and they walked out with a whole pan of chicken wings out the door. The kids, and you wouldn't believe, man, that's what I see, how they live. And they treat their animals. Oh, my God, their dogs. It's like a third world country in their neighborhoods. It's sickening. Animals shouldn't own animals, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, now, and I got to, I'm going to correct you, Jim, because I love animals. I've had a lot of animals. And animals, if you treat them right, they'll be loyal till the end. If you feed them, you house them, you take care of them, they'll be loyal to the end. You get a nigger, you could give him $1 million and he'd kill you for the $30 you got hidden underneath your bed. And also with the crackers and hunkies, there's always enough shame and blame in the game to go around. But Jim, are you a proud white man?
Yes, sir. A proud American who served my country. I come over, I serve my country, teach my kids how to do the right thing. Was born poor, and I see the government just stick it to the white working man in this country. They're giving everything these foreigners who never paid a dime into Social Security. That's why it's going broke. They're giving it to people who never paid a dime into it, but yet that their elderly and their vets treat them like third class citizens. You know, when this country falls, these millennials, I hope them animals, wow, that's the wrong word, them niggers turn on the millennials like a wild animal turns, like you see the bear turn on the owner in the circus.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim, agree with you totally. But hey, these niggers kill each other. They don't give a damn. You think they're going to give a damn about a white person when they kill each other out in the street every day? They kill people of their own skin color every day. You don't think they don't give a damn about anybody. They don't give a damn about the proud whites, the proud blacks, the proud Americans. All they give a damn about is what they're going to get today. And I'm talking about the niggers, and I'm talking about the white counterpart, the crackers and the hunkies, because again, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But at the end of the day, if we don't stand up, if we don't stand up against this immigration, this illegal immigration, if we don't stand up against these niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation, there's going to be nothing left, people. Nothing left, and you can see it coming. Gentlemen called down in Waterloo. Niggers, not the proud blacks. The niggers are coming down to Waterloo. Now everybody in Waterloo is going to have to move further south. When are we going to quit moving? When are we going to stand tall? Nothing violent, but stand tall is a majority in this country. The law-abiding majority, both black and white, and say, hey, niggers, hey, crackers, hey, hunkies, We're not taking any more of this crap. We don't give a damn about political correctness. We give a damn about supporting our families. We give a damn about our families being something in the future. We give a damn about our grandkids and great-great-grandkids having a United States of America that's free for everyone. When's that time going to come, people? It hasn't come up to now. And if it hasn't come up to now, it's just about till the end. We better stop it. We better stop it before it stops us. Go ahead, Don. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I just saw a recent article. I'll send it to you. The federal government right now is paying $6,600 a month per illegal immigrant. The average Social Security check is $1,200.
Right.
In this country. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know. Go ahead, Don.
And, you know, and I'm getting close to those Social Security age. All they keep saying is, you know, it's going to go away. It's not going to be here. And they're just taxing the hell out of it with illegal immigrants. I don't freaking get it.
Yeah, you know what, Don? I don't understand the situation with these illegal immigrants. I've only been to Texas once, but I know there's a major problem. And I'm not a Democrat, not a Republican. But everybody wants to play party line politics. It's a divide and conquer technique. We all know it. I don't understand why every Democratic politician says, oh, there's not a problem down there. Are they Stevie Wonder? Are they Ray Charles? Are they just stupid? Because there's a problem in Texas. There's a problem in Arizona. There's a problem in California. And if we don't stop it there, there's going to be a problem in our backyard, Don. Don't you agree?
Yes, because Trump doesn't like it and they hate Trump. They're not going to ever agree to anything as far as immigrants go.
You know, first we had the nigger situation. Now we got the immigrants. I'll tell you, Don, if we don't, as proud white and proud black, stick together, if we don't, this country's in ruins, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's bad enough, even with our local politicians. I mean, Pritzker is out of control.
Oh, that idiot.
Everything's just rough right now.
Yeah. It's bad, and Don, thanks for the call. It's bad when Pritzker's got $1 zillion, so if he gets taxed a little bit more, it's no big deal. But everybody else that gets taxed a little bit more is going to move out of the state. They're going to tax us, till there's going to be nobody left in the state of Illinois. But nobody gives a damn, because you know what? They're Democrats. I don't give a damn. Again, Democrats, Republican, Communists, no matter who the hell they are, we got to do something for our people. We got to do something to stop this mass wave of illegal activity by the crackers, by the hunkies, by the niggers, by the illegal immigrants. We have to stop it. But when we try, we're either racist. You know, there's a problem with us. You can't be racist. You got to let these. When the hell in this great country do we have to let anybody in that's not an American? Let's take care of our family. Let's take care of our friends. Let's take care of our fellow Americans first. Let's take care of all of our proud veterans living in the street. After we do all that, then if we've got some money left over, we'll give it to the niggers. We'll give it to the illegal immigrants. But at this point in my life and everybody else's life, I don't ever think we've had an overabundance of excess money. I don't believe that. Go ahead, Osiris. You're on the dark side.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a nigger. You a nigger. Wouldn't you like to be a nigger too? Yeah, Bob.
Wait a minute. Are you Mr. Nigger Rogers? Was that a Nigger Rogers song? I don't understand that, Osiris. Go ahead.
No, it's a rap song that I made up.
Oh, you better stay with your day job because you're never going to make it as a rapper. But go ahead, Osiris.
Rome imploded from within.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what's happening to America, you know?
Osiris, you're a proud black man, and let's try to stay on subject here. Let's don't argue. What do you think when these niggers and crackers and hunkies, but the niggers are more violent and more vocal, when they hate white people, when they don't want white people around, when they want to kill white people, what will these niggers and crackers and hunkies, what will they do when we as proud white and proud black people such as yourself, when we're no longer around, how the hell are they going to survive?
It's going to be like Mad Max out of the Thunderdome. You ever seen that movie with Tina Turner and Mel Gibson in it?
No.
Go look it up. Mad Max under the Thunderdome. It's just going to implode.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, you always say if the niggas attack you, you 70 years old, right?
Right.
70 plus. All right, so if you get a 25-year-old, 6'5" buck that come at you that's out of his mind on weed, crack, and heroin, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kill him. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
How are you going to defend yourself?
I'm going to kill the son of a bitch.
But he's 6'5". I don't.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm 6 foot, but let me tell you, there's a chair, there's a knife. I'll gouge out his eyes. There ain't nobody. Somebody may kill me. And see, since my son's gone, I'm a dead man walking. You can kill me, but you can't hurt me. So any sumbitch wants to come by, you better be ready to kill me, because the fight ain't ever going to be over until one of us is laying there not breathing. What do you think, Osiris?
When were you in the Roosevelt homes, in the 60s?
In the early 60s, right.
Right. So you live like a nigga in the Roosevelt home, so you understand what the nigga experience is.
You know what? I live like a poor person, either white or black, but yeah. I when these niggers and crackers and hunkies say what they don't have, back in the day, not just me, and I'm not crying. I'm not crying because I've made a good life for myself and my family. But yeah, we had next to nothing, Osiris, and it wasn't a black-white thing. It was just a poor thing.
Bill, so you made a life because you made a good life because you got a handout from white people, from your other white brethren.
Oh, no, Osiris, why you got to be a nigger? Why you got to start? You start off doing okay, then you end up being a stupid, low-life, good-for-nothing, rotten nigger bastard. Nobody give me nothing. I worked 3 jobs. I went to school. I drove 175 miles 3 days a week for 2 years to go to Western Illinois. Nobody gave me crap. I earned it. A lot of proud white people have earned it. A lot of proud black people have earned it. But why do you have to turn into a nigger? Why do you have to turn into a nigger and say, I got something from white people because I was white? Why you got to do that?
I'm just giving you hell, that's all, boy.
Well, I just give you hell back, Osiris. You have a good weekend. Maybe he was giving me hell, but that's what it comes down to. The niggers are victims. They're victims of their own self. They're victims of their own society. They're victims because their fathers, their grandfathers, hey, you can get something from the white boy. Get out and vote. That's all you have to do. Now, a proud black man will say, hey, screw you. I'm going to go out and get a good education. I'm going to go out and get a good job. I'm going to go out and be dependent. Be dependent. Not independent. I'm not going to be independent. I'm going to be independent on myself. I don't care about white people. I don't care about black people. I care about me. I care about my family. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be independent. But you can't be independent until you decide. Everybody's dependent on somebody. I'm dependent on the people at the store. I can't go out and milk my own cow. I can't go out and cut my own beef. Everybody's dependent on someone. But when you become independent, you become independent on yourself. You become independent because you can go out, you can get the milk, you know where to get the milk, the bread, you know to go get a job so you can go out and buy the milk and the bread. So all of us are dependent on someone at some time. But in ourselves, we have to be independent. We have to know that we ourselves can make a living. We ourselves can survive. And these niggers, these crackers, these hunkies, they're victims. They'll never survive unless we give them something. So they want to be dependent. They don't ever want to be independent for themselves. They want to be dependent on everybody else. We've given everything. We've given them everything they've ever wanted. You can't give me a nigger, a cracker, a hunky that's under 30 years old that can ever say that they couldn't go to school, that they couldn't get an education. That's total, total, total bullcrap. As always, people, we're running out of time. Time to go. I hope everybody understands my message. White Awareness Radio. I want to make the white people aware. I want to provoke them. No violence. I want to provoke them into understanding what's really going on. The hell with this politically correct crap. Let's get the truth. No matter how unfiltered I present it to you, it is the truth today and every day. I hate niggers. I hate niggers. I've always hated niggers. I respect the proud, hardworking black community. I hate crackers. I hate hunkies. I respect the proud white community. But these bastards trying to destroy all of us, I've got no time, no effort for. But one last shot at this nigger football, ex-football, professional football player. Kills an innocent 5-year-old white girl, and that's W-I-T-E. People called. No, to me, it's W-I-T-E. I want to emphasize the white, W-I-T-E, because she was white, an innocent 5-year-old white girl who can never, ever, ever have another day on this earth because of this low-life, good-for-nothing nigger. NAACP, Black Lives Matter. Get your hypocritical ass up and speak out about black on white crime. No, you ain't got the guts, you rotten bastard racist. As always, people, let's continue. Let's continue our journey. Let's continue to expose. Let's continue to unite and stop this corruption, stop this race baiting crap. By both, there's a lot of whites that want to race bait, a lot of blacks. Let's get rid of them in the political setting. Nothing violent. I always have to say that because people say, oh, he's talking, I'm never talking violence. Let's get rid of them politically. They try to divide and conquer, and they've done a great job up to now. Let's stop them in their tracks. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, at the end of the day, if we don't destroy them, they'll destroy us. Let's destroy them once and for all, for the good of everybody. Let's destroy them politically, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.